In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
I think the American import that the Brits hate the most now, besides for Meghan Markle, has to be Mike LaFleur. Britain's like, send him back. We'd rather have Ted Lasso here.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Games between very evenly matched teams where there is not a quarterback injury. I think if you see three, especially with a road team, obviously push back against the assumption that home field is worth that much, that key number, and take the three in that spot.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Terrific Tuesday rolls on here with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. We got, man, the days of like starting, hey, it's the power hour. What's your favorite Saturday morning cartoon growing up? Those days are like drawn to a close.
X-Men, probably. Batman. Well, like Batman, the animated series, but I was watching, that would be on Monday to Friday.
That wasn't a set. That was a Monday, which by the way, like actually like as an adult, like will still hold up.
Oh, I watch on HBO Max all the time. Yeah.
You do?
Oh, it's like on, literally every episode's on HBO Max. Yeah, the Joker fish episode. My brother and I still have like running jokes about it.
Now, I don't know which one that is, but the one that always stands out to me, and maybe this is the same one, but the episode starts with like some random dude in traffic. It's always stuck with me, this episode.
Okay.
It's Batman, the animated series. Mark Hamill is the voice of the Joker, right? Obviously.
Which he was in a couple of graphic novel adaptations as well, which was awesome.
So it's some dude, right, in his car. And he's driving and like, he's having a bad day. And it's like set up, like he's pissed about like work or whatever. And like his wife's nagging him or something. Like it's something to that effect. And he's sitting in traffic and he gets cut off by somebody. And he starts like beeping the horn wildly and like gesticulating at the person in the car. And the person in the car rolls the window down and it's the Joker. And the guy sees him and he's like, oh my God, like what have I done?
Right.
And the Joker like takes his like personal information and lets him go. Then like the episode picks back up and the guy is like basically like in witness protection, but like not actually in witness protection. Like he's moved his entire family. He's changed his name and he picks up the phone, rings, and he picks up the phone. And the person on the other end, who's obviously the Joker, says his real name. And he's like, oh, that's not my name. And it's the Joker has found him.
Yeah.
And like basically says like, I am going to like, I don't know if like it's like a kid show. I don't think.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Name, like I'm coming for you.
Do you something. Know the episode?
I do.
Do you know the,
yeah.
And he has like, he like tries like to like do something to like lure Batman into like some trap.
Yep.
Right. Or something.
Exactly. Yeah. The Joker ones were obviously very good. So Joker Fish just contains one of the most ridiculous ads, like fake ads. So obviously remember like the Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson Batman movie, like Tim Burton directing, where there's the like, he doesn't look so good, he's been using brand X, like that ad that airs in that movie, like that fake advertisement, like tremendous. So in this one, it's basically like just like, hey ma, what's for dinner? And then like the Joker's wearing like a Gordon's fisherman outfit, but it's like completely ridiculous. Okay. And then the three flavors are the three types of fish, I believe, are let's see, like something, smiling swordfish, giggling grouper, and happy haddock. Those are your three types of fish.
Love
from the
it.
Fish episode. Like, absolutely. I mean, yeah. Just like, it's the best. It's unbelievable.
I think for my favorite Saturday morning cartoon, Garfield and Friends.
Garfield and Friends. Garfield.
I know the entire theme song. Right. That's not even a question.
What about like, wasn't Funny Farm, you know, on after that too? That was, I hated Funny Farm.
No, Funny Farm was part of Garfield.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like,
they were
like
the Friends.
A Garfield skit and then a Funny Farm. Yeah,
I didn't like the Friends.
I didn't like that either.
Yeah, I'm not just Garfield. Yeah. I didn't want any Friends.
Do you remember how the theme song started, the Garfield and Friends theme song?
No, actually I don't. I'm trying to think.
We're ready to party. We're ready to party. We're ready. I hope you bring lots of spaghetti. Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in.
Sounds like a Kanish interview.
Field and friends. I hope you bring
lots of spaghetti, baby.
Lots of spaghetti, baby. Anyway, so point of this, I like how the point of this.
I like how it's like, we're not going to do that anymore. By the way, I don't know, man. Jokerfish.
Well, you got us going here. Bucks Nets, side total props coming up in the Power Hour. Lakers Warriors, side total props coming up in the Power Hour. Do you have anything, by the way, like we got the NLCS game starting in like 5 minutes. We should give a pick out here, Ken. I actually don't have a bet on this game.
Yeah, I don't have a
with the Braves and the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Bueller and Morton. I hate to say this. I actually feel like if you're betting the game, like I feel like the Dodgers are likely to win, but the price is so insane. It's like one of these hockey games where it's like, how can the price be like this?
Right, because it's
like
a team perceived like in a almost must-win situation. Part of the reason, I feel like. Like Morton.
Like
and
the
a
Braves are +160 yeah. with Morton on the mound. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to bet it because, like, I kind of think the Dodgers are going to find a way to win, but I ain't laying -190 or betting the run line with the Dodgers here. So I'm going to be off this game entirely. Game three of the NLCS, which starts in like 5 minutes from right now.
Yeah. I'm on the same page with you. Like, I don't really want to bet on the game either. If I had to, I'd probably bet the Braves actually. And I don't really have, you and I talked about it before the series started. We don't have any investment in the series. We're like waiting to play the Dodgers maybe, but we weren't really interested. And we talked about it yesterday. We don't like the price. Like I have Boston in the other series, felt awesome about it before the series. But like this one, I was like, yeah, market thought the Dodgers were really likely to win. So did I. Hasn't worked out that way, obviously, with a lot of randomness involved. But yeah, I think we're just like keep passing the series until we see an opportunity, honestly.
Well, I've got a bet, possibly two, on the Red Sox-Astros game four of the ALCS.
Same ones as last night, maybe.
Well, one of them's definitely the same. And we'll talk about the other one as we move along here with the Red Sox and the over both hitting last night, courtesy of your boy, Nicky Baseball. Bill's hockey bets still to come. Ken's hockey bets still to come if he's got them. Tyler Morales will join us for bets for the Zozo Championship in Tokyo, Japan, coming up on the PGA Tour. So we're going to have a golf tournament from Japan. This is I basically need to cash in outright on this. This is basically,
well, I don't know. You got too many opportunities or too many options to pick from because a lot of the Asian Tour players like get put into this field. So there's only like, there's probably like 40 PGA golfers in this field, maybe 50. And there's like 30 Asian Tour golf. I mean, it's just like you're a little out of luck this week.
I want to bet on all of them and bet on like, no players that aren't Asian. I just want money on
I wonder if there should be I wonder if somebody created a market.
There definitely is.
There has to be one, right? Like, who will win what nationality will the winner of the tournament be? Like, American, not American. That would probably be how I would phrase it.
Okay, not American for my lungs.
Black market organs from Tokyo, Japan.
Yes. So our bet's coming up for the Zozo Championship coming up momentarily. We're going to get to Lochmas in this segment. James Mazzola is going to join us in 40 minutes to give us his bets for the Zozo Championship. The games Ken has already bet coming up in 15 minutes here on You Better You Bet. Before we get to Lochmas, day number two, we got to take a trip over to Europe. And Rick and Bill, guess where we're going today?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Are you ready? Nick travels around the world to find you a soccer winner. It's time for Nicky Football Soccer Bets here on You Better You Bet. Goal!
Get it rolling. Build the excitement. Build the energy. Rick Camp last day. So excited. Jumped the gun on the button. But we still love him. He's going to break the beat down, and he's going to do it right now. All right, Champions League bet for Wednesday. Tomorrow. Or if you're listening on Wednesday.
Today. An oldie but a goodie.
It will never not be funny. Today. Tomorrow. 3 weeks from Thursday. Juventus on the road at Zenit St. Petersburg. So here's the situation. Juve's in the group with Chelsea and a really crappy Swedish club that you heard our guy Matt Stedt basically say has no Malmo. That has absolutely no chance against Chelsea tomorrow. So Juve, atop the group right now in the Champions League, along with Chelsea, Malmo, and Zenit, 2-0, including a 1-0 win over Chelsea in the last time we saw the Champions League group stage occur. So Juve, atop the group, ahead of Chelsea. Now, Juve, you might look at them in Serie A, where they play in Italy. They're seventh right now in the table after just a miserable start to the season after selling Cristiano Ronaldo to Manchester United. But don't look now. The old lady, that's what actually Juve is called, in a great run of form. Six straight victories, including four in Serie A play. I just think that Zenit's going to be overmatched here. I kind of get why the line is what it is with Juve plus 110 on the road because of Juve's probably like poor form overall over the balance of the season, but they got it rolling right now. They beat Chelsea in the last matchup, and I get they're going on the road here. I love the Juve defense, and I think Juve gets a win. So what I want to do here, two bets for Juve at Zenit St. Petersburg. Give me Juve to go there into Russia and win the game. So Juve to win plus 110. And I want to play under 2.5 goals. I think this profiles as a 1-0 or 2-0 win for Juve on the road at Zenit. We'll do more Nikki football, obviously, later in the week. Get you set to bet the weekend in club soccer. And then like once the NFL season ends, it's just tons of soccer on the show once we get into like the real heart of the Champions League and the domestic campaigns across Europe. So there you have it, Nikki Football, Juve and the under coming up Wednesday against Zenit St. Petersburg. And with-